This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. God is good, God is good, God is good. And I'm so thankful to be in the house. How many are thankful to be in the house today? I'm so glad that we don't have to be separated, we don't have to be divided, but we have the option once again to come together. And I know some of our folks are, they're in transition from the house coming back to church, and they're watching the broadcast, and we see them there. It's a good thing to come together. Amen. Look at somebody and say, it's a good thing to come together. I want to talk to you about what's on the other side. I know there's things that we're dealing with that we're addressing today. There's health issues. There's social issues that we're dealing with. But God's plan is to get us to the other side. How many believe that? Amen. How many believe that God has something for you even better in store that's on the other side? Amen. Let's pray and we'll get started. God, I thank you, Lord, for your word, that you would let, Father, this word just touch our heart in a special way. God, you know where we are. You know what we need to hear. You know what will stir up our faith today, God, and what will help us get to the other side. So, God, let us see that today and run with it. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you from a passage of scripture in 2 Kings 2. If you'll go there with me, 2 Kings 2. And now this is the story of a transition, of a journey from Elijah to Elisha. And they went somewhere together. And let me read it for you. 2 Kings 2. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were traveling from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Bethel. But Elisha replied, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you. So they went down together to Bethel. And the group of prophets from Bethel came to Elisha and asked him, did you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today? Of course I know, Elisha answered, but be quiet about it. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Jericho. But Elisha replied again, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you. So they went on together to Jericho. Then the group of the prophets from Jericho came to Elisha and asked him, did you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today? Of course I know, Elisha answered, but be quiet about it. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has called me to go to the Jordan River. But Elisha again replied, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you. So they went on together. And 50 men from the group of prophets also went and watched from a distance as Elijah and Elisha stopped beside the Jordan River. Then Elijah folded his cloak together and struck the water with it, and the river divided, and the two of them went across on dry ground. And when they came to the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me what I can do for you before I am taken away. And Elisha replied, please let me inherit a double share of your spirit and become your successor. Can I tell you that God has us all on a journey today? You believe that? God has us on a journey, and just like Elisha, we're going somewhere. The first place that they go trying to get to the other side is they leave Gilgal. Now, Gilgal was the first place that Israel stopped at after they crossed the Jordan River. When Joshua and the children of Israel crossed over, they were on their conquest of the Promised Land. They first crossed over the Jordan River. They stopped at Gilgal. Now, Gilgal, they set up the 12 stones, and this was a place that marked that they had crossed over. Sometimes before you go to the next place God wants to take you to, you need to revisit what God has taken you through before. I know that we can get to the other side. I know that God has something for you on the other side. Why? Because I know he's done it before. He's going to do it again. Amen? If he got us here
then I know that he can get us where we need. If there was another experience in the past where he got us to the other side, God can get us to the other side again. There's another other side. And so sometimes we have to go back, build up our faith by looking where we've come from and how we've crossed over before. And sometimes the Spirit of the Lord will test you. Elijah said to Elisha, why don't you just stay here? Because I need to go down to Bethel. And Elisha said, as surely as you are still on this planet, I am not leaving you. And some of us need to have tenacity like that for the destiny and the call that God has placed on our life. For the purposes that we have on our life, we need to say whatever it takes. I'm as surely as the Lord lives, as surely as I still got breath in my lungs, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to take a shortcut. I'm not going to give up and take a break. It's a lot of traveling. Elijah said, just stay here. Just stay here. The Spirit of the Lord was testing Elisha to see if he was willing to go the distance. Look at somebody and say, you got to go the distance. And so Elisha says, as surely as the Lord lives, we're going to go. And this is the key thing here. One key thing that we have to see is that they went together. See, a lot of times the enemy will try to break you up in relationships that God put together. God puts you together with somebody, and at the first sight of some difficulty, the enemy tries to break you up. Don't let the devil break up relationships that God has brought into your life. Don't let the devil get in the middle of what God is doing. It says they went to Bethel together. They went to Jericho together. They went to the Jordan River together. If you want to get to where God has taken you, you're going to need some people in your life that God has put there. They're not always comfortable people. Sometimes there'll be people that it'd be a sandpaper relationship. Sometimes they just rub you the wrong way. But somewhere in the friction of their relationship with you, God is doing something. So don't just let anything divide you. Don't let personality conflict divide you. Don't just let a disagreement divide you. If God called you to work together with some people, be there. Be in that moment. Stand strong. Stand tall. Elisha says, no way. I'm going there with you together. And so they go down to Bethel. Now, what is Bethel? Bethel is that last word that God gave you. Bethel was the place that Jacob had the Jacob ladder, the gateway to heaven, right? And they saw angels coming to and from. And before Israel, before the people of God were really formulated into a nation, there was a word, there was a vision that was given to Jacob. That was in Bethel. And so God is saying, go back to the last thing that I said to you. Go back to and review some of the words that I've spoken over you. Go back and review some of the sermons. Go back and review some of the words I've given you in your devotion time. Go back and review those words. If you want to have the direction to get to the next place, to get to the other side, you got to go back and review the Word of God. What has God said over your life? What has God promised you? Because if you're not sharp on that, you won't know exactly the direction that you need to take. So important, they go back to Bethel. And then a group of prophets from Bethel came to Elisha and asked him, did you know that the Lord is going to take your master away today? And he said, of course, I know. This is important because you need to know for yourself what God is saying to you. You need to know what God is speaking into your life. You need to know where God is directing you. That's why I'm so excited about the prophetic classes starting back, because that's a place that we learn to hear from God. I'm learning to hear from God. When we go to things that we have different things in the church to equip, that's one of the things. The prophetic class, we're training you that you don't have to be surprised. Oftentimes we get surprised, we get confused, we get frustrated, we get angry because we're seeing something that we didn't expect. When God wants to tell us beforehand, prophetically, what's about to happen in our life. God wants to equip us before we walk into the circumstance. God wants to equip us before we walk into the circumstance so that we have to be able to hear for ourselves. The prophets come to Elisha and they say, did you know the Lord is going to take your master away from you today? He says, of course I know, but be quiet about it. I love this. There's a moment, there's times when you don't need to just be running your mouth about what God has said. You need to wait for the right moment, the right season to release that word. You need to wait for the right moment to act upon that word. Elisha said, it's not the right time to act upon. It's not the right time to talk about that. Just shh, be quiet about that. It said when Gabriel told Mary the news about Jesus, she pondered it in her heart. She didn't go around the neighborhood talking about it. She didn't camp out in church talking after service about it. No, she pondered it in her heart. Elisha said, shh, don't talk about that right now. It's not the moment to be talking about that. It's a true word from God, but it's not the season for it to be released. See, that's what I love about our prophetic team those are the things that they're talking about on Saturday is not just hearing the word of God, but knowing when to release it. Not just knowing that the word of God is true, but also knowing what season to act upon it. See, Elisha said, that's true. I know. Of course I know. But don't talk about it right now. I love it. So then Elijah, he's testing Elisha again. He says, stay here because the Lord has told me to go to Jericho. What does Jericho mean? Said he what? He's told me to go to Jericho. You don't have to go. No, I'm going. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. Look at somebody say, I'm in it to win it. So Elisha's not giving up. He's totally committed. So they go down to Jericho. No, Jericho was the first major victory in the promised land. See, God is going to take you back to the last victories that you've had to prepare you for the next victory you're about to have. So sometimes you got to go back to Jericho to remember how powerful your God is, how capable your God is, how able your God is to give you the victory. So when you get up to the next Jordan River, you say, God can handle this. We can handle this. Me and God got this. So they go back to Jericho. And they can see what God has done in their life. What victories. They went to Bethel. They saw. What was the last words that God gave us? They went back to Jericho and they said, where has God helped us win? They came from Gilgal knowing these are the other places that God has caused us to cross over. And so they continue, and he's asked again, did you know? He's in Jericho. The Jericho prophets come to him and said, did you know that the Lord is going to take your master away? Of course, I know. Shh, don't talk about it right now. And so Elijah again tests him. He says, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to the Jordan River. Now here is the point. Now, I want to tell you something. There is a point, it's coming to a head, there is a moment, there is time in your life. You are going to be at the Jordan River. You're going to be at the banks of your promise. You are going to be staring at that thin layer of whatever, of circumstance that stands between you and the other side. Elijah says, let's go to it. You can't run from your destiny when God has given you something. You need to pursue it. You need to get up right up on the banks of the Jordan River and say, God, I'm ready for the other side. I'm ready for what you want to do in this life. I'm not afraid. I'm not moving in a spirit of fear. I'm moving in a spirit of faith because I know if God is for me, who can be against me? I know somehow I may not see it in the natural how I'm gonna get across this, but I know I'm gonna get to the other side. So they go to the Jordan River. And there's some people watching from a distance. Some of the prophets are watching from a distance. Let me tell you, there's some people that are watching you. Some are cheering you on and praying for you. Other people are waiting for you to fail. That's okay. That doesn't change your destiny. Amen. I benefit from the people that are praying for me and interceding, but I'm not moved by the people that are looking and thinking maybe he'll fail or maybe they want me to fail. That's okay. That doesn't change what God is doing in my life. It doesn't change what God is doing in your life if there's some people around you that want you to fail. If there's somebody that doesn't get what God is doing in your life and they're waiting for you to fail. There were some people watching at the distance, and I'm sure some of those people were excited about what God was doing. And other people might have been critical. That's okay. What you do, other people are watching, and it might be the very components that help build their faith. Other people are watching your testimony. Because something in your testimony are going to be the components that they need to build their testimony. Something that they see when they see you get to the other side is going to help them get to their other side. Something when we were at the beginning of the year and we started talking about God doing the impossible. We started talking about seeing the overflow. And I said, well, God blessed me with a house. God wants to bless you with a house. If you need a house, God wants to bless you. And then we started having testimony after testimony after testimony of people getting their house. Why? Because when somebody sees your testimony, it is the fodder for their testimony. And so they come to the Jordan River. And Elijah folds his cloak together and he strikes the water. I want you to get this. He took his cloak, which symbolized his purpose, his anointing, his calling in God, and he folded that together. He organized his destiny and his calling and the power that God had given him, and he struck the water. And it says it divided. Let me tell you what's going to happen to your circumstances when you begin to apply pressure, when you begin to apply and strike with force with your destiny, the purpose that God has on your life, with the power that God has, with the capabilities that God has given you, when you begin to fold that together and say, I'm going to hit my circumstances. I'm going to hit that Jordan River that's standing between me and my promised land, me and the other side. I'm going to hit it as hard as I can hit it. With the giftings that God has given me and the destiny God has given me. And it says it divided. Whatever the circumstance, whatever the division, whatever is keeping you from where God wants to take you is going to divide when you hit it with the power of the purpose of God on your life and the capabilities that God has placed on your life. Now, if you try to go and you try to use somebody else's cloak, it's not going to work. Try to use somebody else's strategies, gifts, capabilities. It doesn't work the same. But if you use what God put on you, even if you think, like we were talking about David, even if you think what you got is humble, your cloak is humble, your abilities are humble, your skill set is humble. No, no, no. When you fold it, you see, there's a multiplication effect that happens when you begin to get in tune with God's destiny for your life and you begin to use your capability and your capacity and your gifting in the way of your destiny and you strike the circumstance. This is what I want you to know. No matter what the circumstance looks like, no matter what the Jordan River that looks like it's separating you from the other side, I want to tell you, you're well able. Because God has already put a cloak on you that all you need to do is fold that cloak and put the destiny and the capability and the power of the Spirit that's already on you and strike the water. And the problems, the challenges, the issues are going to have to get out of your way. They're going to have to divide. And they went to the other side. Somebody say other side. Somebody say it again, the other side. Say it again, the other side. I love this. When they came to the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me what I can do for you. You see, for those who persevere, the scripture says you will win the prize. You see, when you stay faithful, when you stay faithful and you're persistent and you're determined, when you get to the other side, God is there to ask you, what can I do for you? Jesus came, and when Jesus came, he realized that people didn't really understand the Father. But he said, look, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. All right? And then another place he says, look, if you as earthly parents know how to give good gifts, just go there with me for a second. If you as earthly parents, natural parents, mortal. You don't have the ability of supernatural outside of the Holy Spirit. If you just in the natural know how to give good gifts, then imagine what your heavenly Father can do. Your heavenly Father is standing on the other side waiting to ask you, what can I do? What can I do for you? I came to encourage you today. This is not a moment of fear. This is a moment of faith. Because if I can just take what God has already given me and fold that up and strike the water of my circumstance, there's something on the other side. It's God, the Spirit of God, asking me, what can I do for you? And Elisha responded, give me as an inheritance. The only person that can give you an inheritance is a father, is a mother, is a parent, is somebody in a parental role, and he gives an inheritance. He says, give me an inheritance, a double share of your spirit, and become your successor. God has an inheritance on the other side of whatever you're dealing with today. We all may be dealing with different things. We all may have different challenges physically, in our family, circumstance, job opportunities, lack of job opportunities, finances, health. If we can persevere, if we can stay faithful, I've learned the power of faithfulness. When we apply with faithfulness the Word of God, there's something about that persistent faith that bends reality. There's something about persistent faith that bends reality. Jesus loved to teach about this. He said, even if there's an unjust judge, if you just keep praying, just keep believing, just keep bombarding and asking for justice, that unjust judge is going to have to give justice because of the persistence. If your vision and your faith is strong enough to be persistent, reality has to bend to the power of your faith. Jesus said, keep on praying. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying until you get it. Something is bound to change if you keep on pressing. I'm keeping on standing on the banks of the Jordan River, and I've got expectation in my heart. I've got a fire in my eyes. I've got a faith in my spirit that I will not stop until I possess the inheritance that he has for me on the other side. And I'll never stop. When I get to that side, I know I'll see a vision for another side that he has for me. And when I get to that side, I know he's got a vision for me for another side. So I know every side that I go to in God, I see a vision for something new, for something greater. Because I can't outdo God. I can't outdream God. I can't outimagine a future for myself than what God has for me. And neither can you today. I don't know the particulars of your circumstance, but God does. I don't know the particulars of your struggle, but God does. It's not a mystery to him. And he loves you more than you love yourself. He wants to help you more than you want to help yourself. You don't have the capacity to love you the way that he has the capacity to love you. You don't have the capacity to help you like he has the ability and capacity to help you. And he stands, says Jesus stands at the door knocking. He's waiting to enter in. He's waiting to stand beside us on the banks of our Jordan River. He wants to help you fold your cloak today. It's not over. It's actually just your next Jordan River. Let's pray. God, I thank you, Father, for the incredible destiny that you have for each and every one of your sons and your daughters. You called them into your family. You love them with a love that's unquenchable. And your desire and your design is to equip them in such a way that when they fold their cloak in this season, that it decimates the opposition, that it destroys the work of the devil, and it destroys any limitation to getting to their other side. God, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, God, for your challenge today. I thank you, God, for your encouragement today. God, in case we forgot a little bit how good you really are. God, you have an inheritance for us on the other side. And I thank you, God, even as we come up against tribulation. And God, we know that it works patience. God, and if we can be patient, God, it works the character that we need to unlock the doors to our destiny. God, I thank you, Lord, that you stir faith in each and every person today, God. I thank you, God, that you would stir, God, a resilient, unquenchable faith, God, that no matter what door they come up against, no matter what barrier, barricade, Jordan River, that they push and they push and they pray and they push and they stand in faith until that thing caves in. Till those walls come down, till that circumstance splits right open and they cross on dry ground. God, I thank you for your people. I thank you, God, that you do it again. You've done it for me. You've done it for others. God, I thank you for each and every person that's standing on the banks of a Jordan River today. God, do it. Do it again. Bring healing again. Bring victory again. Bring blessing again. Lord, I thank you, God. Maybe there's somebody here to say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I need to reconnect with Jesus today. If that's you, I want to pray with you. Or maybe you said, I never really gave Jesus 100% of my heart. If either of that is you, I want to pray for you. Just ask that you pray this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for wiping my sins away. I'm sorry for my shortcomings, my failures, and my sins. Give me a fresh start. Starting today. Lead me, guide me, show me how to live like you. I want to get to the other side. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. God is good. God is faithful. And I wouldn't want to be any other place in history than in this moment. Why? Because this is where my cloak is. This is where my assignment is. And this is where my anointing and power is. I hope that you can grab a hold of that for your own life. Don't wish for anybody else's life. Don't wish for any other time period in history. Be glad. Be excited, be expectant that you're in this moment in history, that you're in this geographic location, that God planted you here in this church because that's where your cloak is. Amen. God has taken you to the other side. Let's give God the praise today.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.